Physicians in 5 states are allowed to help terminally ill patients end their lives. Maryland is not one of them, at least not yet. The General Assembly is now considering legalizing the practice here. Some supporters call it death with dignity. Others call it physician-assisted suicide. On Friday of last week, a joint House committee took up the issue, and WYPR's Christopher Connolly was there.
The topic drew emotional testimony from both sides of the issue. Former Attorney General Steve Sachs talked about his friend Dick Israel, a former assistant attorney general whose name is in the title of the bill. Recalling his sharp mind and impeccable style, Sachs said his friend is now in hospice, waiting to die from advanced Parkinson's disease.
He believes that those whose minds are clear, but who lie diapered in a hospice bed, able only to exist, not live, that they be given the opportunity to end an intolerable existence.
Israel sent his own statement making his case. His friend McShane Glover read from it.
It is a harsh fact of life that the life inevitably ends in death. The only issue here is whether an individual should have his choice of the timing and the circumstance.
Eris Allen Jr. told lawmakers he wished his father, a doctor and former Republican lawmaker, had the option when he was given a terminal cancer diagnosis in 1991.
He found it difficult, I think, to talk to us about how he wanted to end his life. And he didn't talk to us about it. He ended his life with a gun, which I'm sure was very difficult.
More than a dozen states are now considering aid in dying legislation, sparked in part by 29-year-old Brittany Maynard's decision last year to move to Oregon and end her life. She had an inoperable brain tumor. Last month, a Goucher College poll found 60% of Marylanders support physician-assisted suicide. Maryland's proposed bill would require 2 doctors to sign off on a patient's mental capacity to choose life-ending drugs. But Ann Hansen from the Maryland Psychiatric Association says neither is required to be a mental health professional.
If anything, a request for death should be a huge red flag that more questions are required.
But even if that was required, she said the state still lacks enough therapists.
Inevitably, from a statistical standpoint, people who lack capacity will be given a lethal prescription.
Disability rights advocates raised concerns about coercion. Jewish and Christian organizations also voiced opposition, but Delegate John Cluster's concerns were more personal. 4 years ago, his mother-in-law was told she had 6 months to live. If she had ended her life then, he said she would never have met her great-grandchildren. She'll celebrate her 94th birthday this week.
It scares me. Even one mistake is one too many when we come to making these kind of decisions.
But Delegate Shane Pendergrass, the House sponsor, says it should be up to the patient.
It gives people a choice. And if you don't want that choice, or if you change your mind and you don't want to take the medicine, that's fine. But it gives people the choice and the control.
Governor Larry Hogan hasn't taken a position on the bill, but during his campaign last year, he told the Catholic Standard he'd oppose this kind of legislation. But before it gets to his desk, it still has to pass the legislature.
I'm very optimistic that it's going to pass this year. I am. But I am an optimist.
A Senate committee will take up the bill this afternoon. Christopher Connolly, 88.1 WYPR.